Now, the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News with Meg Ellefson, news with Chris Conley, sports with Tom King, and the News 9 forecast with Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, and in Wausau at 95.1 WSAU.
So I'm not sure you saw this story, Chris, but I did receive an email from one of our listeners who works for an area bank, and she forwarded what she's received from their management there, and I'm going to read this letter. This is from the president and CEO of one of our area banks. I want everyone to be aware that there is an initiative in Congress right now to authorize the Treasury Department through the IRS to require all financial institutions to disclose to the IRS their customers' personal and business account activity, specifically all transaction activity over $600 per year would have to be reported to the IRS, all deposits, all withdrawals, all transfers, etc. Community banks and all the national financial institution trade groups, WBA, ICBA, ABA, NCUA, etc., interpret this as an invasion of our customers' financial privacy and are strongly against this. If the bill is passed by Congress, it will be a huge undertaking and administrative burden for every bank to comply with this order. Our customers will suffer the price in the form of higher banking fees. As such, this particular bank is alerting their customers of this pending legislation and encouraging them to contact their representatives. And there is a website that you can go to, and I'm going to actually post it after the after this segment, and it'll be on our Facebook page. But what I will say about this is, first of all, I'm not surprised, not at all surprised. However, I want to question, what is the objective of this, and why is our government now wanting to know about any financial transactions that we make with our banks, private financial transactions with our banks? Why is that the government's business?
A lot of people don't know that this is already going on, but just for higher amounts. And again, because it's being done without most people knowing it, this is a true story that I remember from Chicago. It's a small family that runs like a grocery and convenience store. They own a bodega. And their dad is old school. So at the end of each day, when they close up, he'd take the money from the register. And then the following morning, he'd walk across the street to the bank and deposit it. It would be cash from his register. And under IRS reporting requirements, the bank has to report a certain number of cash transactions. And the family member said, you know, like each day, there'd be like $1,000 in the cash register. So each morning, dad would walk across, you know, sometimes a little more than $1,000, someday a little less than $1,000, and would make a cash deposit at his bank across the street. And eventually, whoever the banking regulators are put a hold on his account. They froze his money. Couldn't take his money out, couldn't put more money in. And you then have to prove that you're not a drug dealer, that you're not a sex trafficker, that you're not doing something illegal. And in this case, I mean, you would think all you'd have to do is say, hey, I own the store across the street. I'm taking the money from there and putting it into my bank account. But instead, no, you have to go to court. You have to get a lawyer. You have to fight to get your bank account unlocked, to get your own money back. And now the threshold for that is going to be smaller under this proposal, going to be $600. Why? Because they want to catch people who run things through like a PayPal account and then put the money into their bank. So, oh, no, we got to find a way to tax all of that. There have also been lots of stories, too, of people who run in cash businesses, people like landscapers, where you would buy, say, you're buying new trees or you're buying mulch. So you're buying a couple of $1,000 and you usually go up to a farm that does trees or an orchard and you pay them in cash. And under these new reporting requirements, someone who takes out large amounts of cash and then someone who puts in cash for say, a cash deal, gets you have to prove that you're not a criminal to get your money. And a lot of people just simply don't know that it's your bank. Your bank doesn't even want to report on it, but they have to under these new rules that are about to get even tighter.
Well, and, you know, again, I will say I'm not convinced that it's just, you know, I guess to catch those who are doing cash transactions. I just think ultimately I look at it as an invasion on our privacy and our, and you know, another
freedom. Oh, it absolutely is.
But
when I
away.
Put money into my bank account, why is that the government's business?
Right.
Look, when I get paid from my employer, I pay taxes on that. If I buy or sell stock, I pay taxes on that. I'm not trying to evade taxes. But when I make a deposit into my local credit union or to my local bank, the overwhelming likelihood is that I've already paid taxes on that money or had it withheld. The idea that I put it in or take it out really is none of the government's business.
Yeah, and I talked about this yesterday about trust and how I have a hard time now trusting our healthcare professionals. And I would, you know, obviously extend that same sentiment to, you know, it's been a long time coming, and you know, I've felt this way for a long time about not I'm unwilling to trust our government in terms of them making decisions that they think are what are best for me, because they don't know, the government doesn't know me. As you know, as far as they're concerned, I'm a nameless, faceless person, or you know, maybe I do have a name. Obviously they can track that, but I'm just not convinced that this is, you know, this is to try to catch someone who's doing something that, you know, who's doing something illegal or whatever, laundering cash in some way. I think it's more about another way to encroach on our liberties, and again, it's an invasion of our privacy. And you know, regardless of you know, whatever transaction you're conducting, it's not the government's business, and it concerns me because it makes me think about, you know, how am I not to feel as if somehow the government is suspect in light of their actions over the last 18 months.
Look, if you are someone, and this is conservatives, most conservatives want to be left alone. We want as little contact with our government as possible. We look back to the old days where the only contact you had with your government was when the postman delivered the mail each day. And if you're one of those people, and I'm one of those people, Meg, I think you are too. I want as little contact with the government. I want them as much out of my life as possible. And you're finding that more and more ways, it's just impossible for you to have it that way. That the government is all intrusive, all watching, all seeing in almost every aspect of our lives.
Yeah, and I did mention this this website where you can go and it'll assist you in sending a letter to your member of Congress, and it's the Independent Community Bankers of America website. If you just go to icba.org, and then you can look. I'm certain that it's relatively close on their website. I didn't want to give you the whole URL because it's too complicated, but you want to look for "Tell Congress, don't let IRS invade my privacy," and that's ultimately what, you know, what this, you know, this message is about, is that, you know, we don't need more government in our lives or more government involvement in our lives. We definitely need less.